Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. India and Russia yesterday exchanged 16 agreements in areas related to defense, trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. Addressing a joint press meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence that India-Russia friendship will give the strength to face global challenges, and this very trust will enrich the shared future of both nations. He stated that India and Russia have been standing shoulder to shoulder in the fight against terrorism.
आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध लड़ाई में भारत और रूस ने लंबे समय से कंधा मिलाकर सहयोग किया है। पहलगाम में हुआ आतंकी हमला हो या क्रोकस सिटी हॉल पर किया गया कायरतापूर्ण आघात, इन सभी घटनाओं की जड़ एक ही है। भारत का अटल विश्वास है कि आतंकवाद मानवता के मूल्यों पर सीधा प्रहार है और इसके विरुद्ध वैश्विक एकता ही हमारी सबसे बड़ी ताकत है।
Prime Minister Modi stated that both sides are working towards the early conclusion of a free trade agreement with the Eurasian Economic Union. Mr. Modi announced that India will soon be launching a free 30-day e-tourist visa and a 30-day group tourist visa for Russian citizens. He said that the Russian side has decided to adopt the framework agreement to join the international Big Cat Alliance. Mr. Modi said President Putin's visit has come at a time when bilateral relations are reaching many historic milestones. The Nagaland Beekeeping and Honey Mission, NBHM, observed the 7th Nagaland Honey Bee Day yesterday at the NBHM Multi-Utility Center, Sovima, under the theme Securing the Future of Honey Enterprises Through Financial Literacy. Speaking at the event as the special guest, NBHM Chairman Obed Quinker lauded the dedication of beekeepers and the mission's continuous efforts in uplifting Nagaland's honey industry. He encouraged beekeepers to move beyond traditional practices and adopt scientific methods, emphasizing that modern apiculture extends beyond honey extraction to maintaining healthy colonies, promoting pollination and safeguarding biodiversity. Mr. Quinker underscored the importance of branding and quality assurance, urging young entrepreneurs to highlight Nagaland's natural uniqueness to gain a competitive edge in both national and international markets. He also stressed the need for sustainable and ethical honey production, reminding participants that bees are vital contributors to food security and environmental balance. At day 5 of the 26th Hornbill Festival, a vibrant array of traditional performances captivated visitors at the Naga Heritage Village Kisama. The cultural show was hosted by Imkong Mar, Advisor for Minority Affairs and Sericulture. Among the special guests in attendance were Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera, Director General of Assam Rifles, and Sunil Sachdeva, Director, NFSSA and BP, Ministry of Food and Public Distribution, along with other dignitaries. Adding to the day's attractions, the inaugural Hornbill Dog Show was held at Pony Farm, Kigwema, featuring 35 canine participants, 22 pure breeds and 13 mixed and local breeds. A blood donation camp was also organized at Kisama, where 23 donors volunteered to contribute. In traditional sports, the Chakasang and Kemnagan tribes emerged champions in the tug-of-war competition, winning in the male and female categories respectively. And the third edition of the Hornbill Extension in Wokha District began yesterday at the Doyang Tourist Resort. The opening day featured traditional boat racing, a 50-meter freestyle swimming competition, a tug-of-war and a musical evening. Guest of Honor, Executive Director, Technical and HOP, DHEP, NIPCO, NTPC Limited, CHR, John Ziliang, highlighted tourism as a key economic avenue for Wokha alongside power generation. He stressed the importance of quality hospitality services, noting that even a hygienic homestay could generate significant income. In addition, the second edition of the Hornbill Festival Extension 2025 also began at Zuneboto. Minister for Forest, Environment and Climate Change and Village Guards, C.L. John, gracing the event as the special guest, expressed hope that the Hornbill Extension at Zuneboto will continue to grow stronger and more vibrant in the years to come. Day 1 showcased an exciting lineup of competitions such as Apuku Kiti, Round 1 and Street Arm Wrestling. And with that, we come to the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.